Hi, this is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. This week, we're still walking down memory lane, and we're starting with the year 2005, when the word was propka, which is a cork, like what's in a bottle, or a traffic jam. In Moscow, the kind of traffic jam where you turn off the engine, do your taxes, give yourself a manicure, and finish an audiobook to the accompaniment of 659 drivers hysterically honking their horns. Propki are worse in summer and when it rains or snows. That is, they are almost always worse than yesterday, but not as bad as tomorrow. 2006, glamourny, any vulgar display of high fashion and wealth, often with sexual innuendo. Also used to describe anything expensive and in among the rich and anonymous crowd, improbably used to describe anything attractive or fun, from a kitchen tile to pre-Lenten fast parties. 2007, Albanski, Albanian, or Albanian, but actually an incredibly annoying form of writing in online forums that uses exaggerated phonetic spelling so that author, is the barely recognizable aftar, and means laughing out loud, which is also sometimes laughing out loud, LOL. Not practiced or understood by most people over the age of puberty, physical or emotional. 2008, Pindos. An American in derogatory slang of obscure origin. Originally a hardy Greek pony, Pindos was once used to describe the Greek settlers in the Black Sea region, but the sound of the word, which is half comical and half obscene, made it an insult looking for a subject. One story has it that the Russian soldiers in Kosovo started using Pindos to describe the American soldiers, bristling with equipment, packs, and weaponry, because they looked like overburdened trail ponies. In any case, now Pindosi live in Pindostan, which is the United States. 2009, Perigruska, not reset. What some poor soul with bad Russian skills stuck on a button so that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov could push it, smile, and welcome in a new era of cordial cooperation. Unfortunately, the button should have been labeled Perezagruska, reboot, and perigruska means an overload of the system. Very unfortunately, Clinton and Lavrov pushed the perigrusku button anyway, causing relations to completely short-circuit and giving the alt-right another thing to blame Hillary for. 2010, Polizia, police, the new name of the vast law enforcement agency, once called Polizia in pre-revolutionary Russia, then called Militsia, militia, in Soviet Russia to distinguish it from the Polizia, and now once again called Polizia to distinguish itself from Militsia. A process, perhaps endless, that entails changing every station name, every stamp, every bit of stationery, every badge, every uniform, every vehicle marking, and so on, in 89 regions across 11 time zones. That is, a very profitable endeavor. 2011, Rokirovka, castling, job swap at the top. In particular, the decision announced at the United Russia Party Convention in September for Prime Minister Vladimir Putin to run for president and President Dmitry Medvedev to revert to the role of Prime Minister. If instituted as part of the system, the Medvedev-Putin and Putin-Medvedev tandem may rule Russia until the end of time. Occupy. Occupy. What a few hundred protesters did in Moscow after a series of demonstrations against electoral falsification and for President Putin's resignation. First near the monument to the Kazakh poet Abay Kuninbayev, giving the world the melodious slogan, Occupy Abay, and then in various spots around the city. After a few arrests and the unlikelihood of any demands being met, as well as the oncoming cold weather, the movement activists quietly went home to occupy their warm apartments. 2013, Chmo. A schmuck, a weirdo, a bum, a jerk. Of highly debatable origins, this word is an all-purpose insult, that can refer to stupidly gullible neighbors, smelly drunk people by the metro station, dorky science majors at institutes, and apparently every American president in history, but especially Barack Obama, who has been declared a chmo on thousands of Russian cars, fences, and toilet walls. 2014. Krim nash. Crimea is ours. Turned into one word and a meme that means we took back our land from the fascist junta and NATO, and in the process showed the whole world that we're back in prime fighting form, up off our knees, and happy to push anyone out of the way of our national interests. 2015. Vatnik. A good old boy, Russian style. The kind of fellow who gets all his news from Russian television and believes it, thinks Ukrainians are fascists and Americans are the devil incarnate, and generally thinks that everything Russian is the best, except for his car, sneakers, jeans, cell phone, contact lenses, computer programs, and apps, which were all made in the good old USA, but don't count because the Americans stole them from somebody anyway. 2016, Russiano. What Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev thinks Americano coffee should be called in Russia and anywhere in the world except the U.S. Down with American-style coffee. Oh, no, that's not right. That should be up with American-style coffee. Down with calling it American-style coffee. 2017. Blago ustroystva. Beautification, as in urban beautification. The process of ripping up all of the outdoor urban beautification done the previous year and spending the entire 3 summer months, i.e. the only time Muscovites can enjoy the beautified outdoor urban environment, on replacing it, typically with badly installed tile blocks, all the better to catch your heel on, 40-meter-wide sidewalks for strolling in bad weather, and specially imported trees that cost their weight in gold and die before ever sprouting a leaf. An urban project that has eliminated virtually all parking in the city center, caused daily 10 on a scale of 10 traffic jams, and has the distinction of being the only urban project that has ever made Muscovites long for snow, slush, and freezing weather in which no blagoustroystvo can be carried out.